interrupt your program to bring you this important podcast. How to 911.
Can you put me out of service on a podcast, please?
Hello, everybody. It has been a while since I've talked to you all, but it's long overdue, if you ask me. It's been over a year since we've released an episode, and there is reason for that, reason that you owe an explanation of, and that I will give that explanation to you. This is Sammy, by the way, if you guys are not familiar with my voice, since it has been such a long time. And I am unfortunately here alone. There is no co-host. There is no Erica. We'll get into that for a second. I just want to go ahead and say a couple of things real quick before we dive into the nitty-gritty of what happened to the podcast. A lot of it has to do with some transparency that I'll share with you all of burnout. And we've talked about it a lot. And as a duo, Erica and I tried very hard to have that explanation of dispatchers having to go through burnout and how it can ruin a career that was once, you know, very potential of for any possibilities, and then has just completely changed. It can completely ruin somebody's perspective in this job. And that's, I can't speak for Erica, but that's definitely what happened to me. And to give you guys kind of a short version of why the podcast just stopped with no explanation, that was kind of my choice, is that I didn't want a conclusion to the podcast. I wanted it to still be a living document in this realm of social media that we have in podcasting. I wanted people to still be able to utilize the podcast. I didn't want to go out and declare this is the end and then maybe discourage people from listening to the other episodes if that was the first episode they stumbled upon. You know, for a multitude of reasons. I also just didn't want to admit to myself that it was over, because this was my idea, and Erica was kind enough to join me on this roller coaster of an adventure, and I didn't want to say goodbye to it infinitely, even though I knew it wasn't going to be something I could continue on, at least not at the rate that I was doing at the time. The idea originally of the podcast was to do bi-weekly, or bi-monthly, I mean, episodes. And we did that for a while, but then, as our continued listeners know, that became monthly episodes, every other monthly episodes, and then eventually just stopped. And a lot of that has to do with me and this job. Now, as we've discussed, there's a lot of responsibilities that comes with this job. There's a lot of different types of callers that we get with this job. There's a lot of different everything, basically. And hopefully with previous episodes, you have a good enough rounded idea, if you're not a dispatcher yourself, of all of the things that can add to mental health, burnout, compassion fatigue, all of these things that could end up in somebody ending their career, essentially. And for me, that was hard for me to come to terms with. And so, to be just completely blunt with you guys, I think about where our last episode came out, which I can't remember off the top of my head. I quit this job. I quit this center. And it was something that a week after I quit, I looked at my husband and I was like, I made the biggest mistake I could have ever done. This has always been my passion ever since I started in my career with 911. And to think that I got to the point where coming to work made me angry and volatile to work with was never anything that I ever wanted to be part of. And so in my perspective, quitting was the best thing for me at the time, especially now that I can look back on it. If I had continued down that path, I would have been even more miserable and I may not have had the chance to be welcomed back. And so that's why I'm talking to you guys right now. I did end up coming back about 3 months after I had quit. Thankfully, the city of Loveland where I work at since you guys know we're with the Loveland Emergency Communication Center in Loveland, Colorado. They do have a policy in which if you quit and you come back within a year, you'll come back with your seniority pay rate, et cetera, et cetera. So I got very fortunate in that situation. And I was most fortunate that when I met with my communications manager to say, hey, I made a mistake. However, I've learned, I've grown, I've done a lot of reflection in this time, and I love this job, and I needed this time away to recognize and get that passion back. And now I know how to work on keeping that and not getting back to the point where I was before. So that's how it was for me, short version of things. Erica did end up leaving as well. She quit. She is following her own passions. She has not come back. I don't believe she has any want or desire to come back. She did this for 15 some odd years, more than well enough, most of us do in any career. She did her time, and I still keep in contact with her. She's doing great. So if she ever wants to share any updates with you all, I will definitely give those. However, I will respect her privacy at this time, since she's doing her personal thing now and no longer part of our center. That's all I'm going to say, is that she's doing well. She did quit, and she's following her own passions again. So good for her. We all, this is two completely different versions of what could have happened. We could have quit, regretted it, come back like I did, or quit, find your passion, and just stay out. And I know stay out sounds weird. It sounds like we're in a prison here. And sometimes it felt like that, especially for me when I was in burnout. But people that do certain things, such as military, first responders, nursing, hospital, any type of really finite specialization that you need for those types of careers. I'm sure every career probably feels like this as well, but it's you get to a point where you're what else can I even do? And for me, the possibilities were kind of endless, but I found that my skill set really matched with 911, call taking, dispatching, etc. Erica was able to reach that point where she did everything she could do, and now she's ready to use her skills other ways. So it really is two sides of a coin, how her and I have met together at the center, created this passion, shared this passion, left this passion, and then one of us returned, the other one did not. And this happens in dispatching all around the world. This happens in jobs all around the world, some of the ones that are aforementioned. But I wanted to be transparent with you all, because we talk and preach about taking care of yourselves and burnout and ensuring that, checking on your people and making sure that they're okay. Sometimes being that advocate, I say always because it happens to me. So maybe not always, but in my personal perspective, usually you need to also take care of yourself. You're very concerned about taking care of others, and then you take on that baggage and everything that goes along with it, and your empathy starts going down. And it was just really crushing to me to have been that person that was yes, please take care of yourself. And then I'd go home and not be able to have a nice evening with my husband or have a nice evening with my dogs. I didn't want to do anything after I got off of work. So it was just those types of things that I wanted to bring to your guys's understanding of, the podcast stopped for a great amount of time, but I'm back. I'm finally in a good position where I feel like I can start taking on the podcast today again. That unfortunately does mean that Erica is no longer going to be part of it. So with that in mind, I do have a few ideas of how to make sure that you all aren't just listening to me, because I don't even want to do that while I'm editing this. So I have some things up in my sleeve to play around with. I did just want to throw this out here. This should be releasing beginning of the year. I'm not sure when in January, but I do have hopes for the first week or so. I might even do January 1st. It's a Monday. It seems like a pretty solid day to get out there, but nothing is set in stone. So if it's not January 1st, if you're reading this on January 8th, oh my goodness, if you're listening to this on January 8th, just know that I am going to give you content as much as I can, because not only am I a dispatcher, we have overtime, which we've discussed on this podcast before. We have on-call, which I'm required to be ready to come in at a moment's notice. I also got recently promoted, so that comes with its own responsibilities and everything else in my personal life that I need to do. And I put emphasis on need to keep myself happy. And I think that's just something that can speak to all of us. Because parents out there, even single family homes, or me and my husband, we just have animals. Anybody that just has animals, anything else to take care of besides yourself, it doesn't have to be a person. It can be plants. It can be your house. It can be animals. So many things fall into this. You have to do what makes you happy as well. Because putting yourself on that back burner really, really does harm yourself in the long run, which... it sounds easier than it is done. So I need to do those things on my time off to take care of myself. So I want you all to be aware that I want to make sure to give you guys that content that we promised and that I'm still passionate about. But just be aware that it's not going to be consistent. I can't do this consistently with my schedule, with my time, and to make sure that I don't get that burnout again, because these episodes do take a lot of time to create, produce, edit, put out there, describe, link. Like, it's all in the social media part of it is very, it's just exhausting. Social media itself is exhausting. So please have patience, have grace, and just know that if there is going to be an episode out, you should hit subscribe so you get notified. But as of right now, I want to get things out monthly. If they come out sooner than that, great. If they don't, then please just understand that I'm doing what I can to keep myself mentally healthy and to keep you all still entertained and learning about everything that comes with this job. So with that being said, a few things that you can look forward to are more interviews with our hopefully medical ambulance staff members that we dispatch for, more fire interviews, hopefully some more admin stuff. I want to discuss things with like records and just really things that we haven't talked about yet. So that you'll be looking forward to some interviews, and I want to do a different format for those. I really don't want to do them scripted with like, what, tell us your name, tell us what you do. I mean, that's always good to do as an introduction piece, but I really want to make it a free form conversation versus just generated questions. So if you guys have any ideas on that, please just let us know, comment on a post or something like that. I'm really bad at reading messages on Instagram, so don't do that, because I most likely won't even notice. I don't, for some reason, that's not one way I communicate. So please comment on a post or something like that with any great ideas. You can still email us, which I will put at the end of the episode as well, but it's howto911@cityofloveland.org. So shoot us those suggestions and I'll be sure to put them in. If you have any other topic ideas, please let me know. But right now what's on the board is a huge thing for us right now is cell phone safety tips. Our cell phones can do some amazing things. So I want to really hone in on that and give education to more than just one specific type of phone user, such as Apple or Android, but also some general safety things. We've talked about disconnected cell phones before, but maybe really discussing that further to make sure that there's an understanding of that and location information from those cell phones, which is super vital to your safety and to response of the first responders. And then I also have ideas of, we've had a ton of upgrades with our computer systems lately, the things that we can utilize, the things that we can do. And I really want to discuss that, because a lot of the things that we are integrating are things that are very unique to our area. So maybe putting it out there, you can suggest it. If you're a dispatcher, suggest it to your agency, firefighter, police officer, EMT, paramedic, or if you know somebody that's in any of those fields, you can suggest it to your local dispatch center, or even your, I don't even know, anybody that you think can make a change, suggest it, because some of these things that we utilize are free of charge, not only to the public, but also to our first responders. So keep that in mind. I will be talking about those in future episodes. But as of right now, I just wanted to get in on here really quick to tell you, Yes, I know I've been gone, and I'm so sorry, and I'm sorry to have disappointed anybody along the way, but I've worked on things personally and professionally, and I hope that you guys are ready for, like, a new era of How To 911. I think it's going to be great and fun, and hopefully you won't have to hear myself. You won't have to hear me talk to myself, because, nobody... Believe me personally, I don't want to do that. So I doubt you want to either. Regardless, I will be more motivated to keep up with this. So that's all I want to talk about. I feel like I've been ranting on forever. This is it. I hope you enjoy what is to come. If you have suggestions, again, please email us. Or you can check out our Instagram at howto911podcast. Our email, again, is howto911@cityofloveland.org. And then, as always, know where you are, know your phone number, and tell us exactly what happened.